Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. Steve Miggs, Danny V. I got to bring it up again. Candy DMs. Got to bring it up again.
What happened now?
Well, yesterday I got together with my parents and my sister for a minute, and we were kind of planning out the family Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, dividing up who's going to make what. And my dad said, none of those candied yams.
Yeah.
Because he keeps hearing us talking about them. And so now I'm just wondering, is it like a regional thing? Like, where are these candied... Where are these candied yams so popular? It feels like the South.
Okay, yeah, we talked to a few Seahawks. We learned that it's in the South, yes.
Is it just not as popular here in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, then we need to fix that. And now I get it. You were raised wrong.
I was brainwashed?
Yes. Well, what about Rosalie? How does she feel about
it? She doesn't like them either.
Yeah.
But that said, my dad is also the only one in the family that likes the cranberry sauce.
Okay, so he's at least somewhat, you know, then I think it's your mom's influence.
It must be.
I bet at one point in his life he liked candied yams, and then he was just trying to get with Miss Rosalie over there back in the courting days. And then he's like, okay, I got to act like I don't like candied yams because I want to make, you know, make fun times.
Okay, ew.
I'm sorry. I stopped myself. That's on you now.
I would just say, like, I really am feeling like I kind of want to try it again.
Do it.
Because maybe it's just been
too
long.
Don't listen to Dandy. Do it.
All right. Well, I'm not going to make it. I feel like maybe you should just, like, bring me a little leftovers or something after your Thanksgiving dinner.
There probably won't be any left.
I was going to say, have you met Steve? Yeah. Steve doesn't leave leftovers anywhere.
Not
just
even
like
a
me.
Crumb.
Yeah, I mean, you know Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, and I won't see you until the following week.
You don't think it's going to keep?
No, it's not about not keeping. I mean, I'm going to be grazing that crap for, like, 4 straight days.
God. Well, I'm just saying I'm feeling open to giving it another try.
No.
Okay, well, let me figure this out. Maybe maybe if I get like a little wild hair at my you-know-what ski, I'll make you some candied yams. Or I'll ask wife ski to do it because you don't want me making it.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Mrs. Fields Candy Yams. I don't even know if she makes them, but that's the first thing I could think of. It's also Palace Law. Patrick Palace loves his candied yams.
I bet he does.
If you hurt yourself eating candied yams in the workplace, though, give Patrick Palace a call.
He's the guy for
sure. He's definitely the guy to call. Hey, it's also National Blow Bagpipes Day.
Fun story. I actually know a bagpiper that lives in my neighborhood, and my Uncle John, he was a bagpiper.
Did I also tell you guys I'm legally changing my name to Black Bagpipes?
Are you?
Yeah.
like first name or last name?
Just because, never mind. Today's National Blow Bagpipes
Day. Hi, Dale.
Chat.
Oh, my God.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
It was a terrible joke. I didn't think it was, like, that cerebral that it was going to be hard to figure out what I was talking about.
Oh, no.
You guys need more sleep.
Well,
I need more coffee.
Steve.
Okay, yes.
All of the above. You also need some candy, yeah.
Hey, your Seattle crack. Kraken. Tough one yesterday. They ended up losing 4-2. One of those being an empty netter. It was a close game. Jordan Eberle. This is just crazy to think that our Seattle Kraken have been around long enough for a player to play 300 games with the team, and he's now the fourth player to do so.
I literally thought it was a typo.
No, he's played...
What?
300 games with the Seattle Kraken. He scored a goal. That was cool. Ryker Evans also scored. Joey Decord returned back after missing out five games because of an upper body injury. But none of that worked out for the Kraken because they did lose the game. Up next, they're taking on the Chicago Blackhawks in Chicago tomorrow.
Yesterday, Josh Naylor did a press conference to chat about signing with the Mariners for 5 awesome years. The contract worth $92.5 million. And that's a yearly salary of $18.5 million. Yeah. It includes a full no trade clause, and it also makes it the largest contract given by the Mariners to a position player in free agency since Robinson Cano's 10-year, $240 million signed back in 2013.
I guess I'm just a weird, I think I've been so desensitized by sports players and athletes just getting paid a ridiculous amount of money. When I first saw the contract, I'm like, wow, we got a good deal out of it. It's only $18.5 million a year for him.
It's a steal.
I'd be a terrible general manager.
They're pretty much giving him away, right?
We'd be broke.
God. This is Josh Naylor talking about why he wanted to come back to Seattle.
Obviously.
Well, the money. I think that's the reason.
Obviously, you could have tested the open market. That's what most of the free agents do. Talking to my agent, talking to my family, like, we knew where we wanted to go. And we got a deal done at a fair, you know, rate that we wanted. And as much as it is, as great as it is to get the most you can, I am more than comfortable here. I love this place. I love this fan base. I love this city. I love my teammates. And I'm super thankful to be back. I want to win for the city. I felt like that last loss, not that I had to come back, but I wanted to come back to give this fan base and this city and my teammates and their families a World Series in the next 5 years, or multiple World Series, or multiple pennants. Like, just the best thing I could give back, I want to give back. They deserve it. My teammates deserve it. My family deserves it. Their families deserve it. The head office and their families deserve it.
The Daily Make Show deserves it.
We do deserve it.
All the coaches deserve it, so I had such a blast here. I wanted to run it back with these guys and do it all again.
I don't know if you can tell. He really likes it here in Seattle. It seems like this is just home for him now.
That makes me so happy.
Also, another reason why he did it, not just because of, 92.5 million reasons why he did it, also not because he wants to bring a World Series back to the, bringing a World Series to the Pacific Northwest, but another reason why he wanted to stay here, it was because of a dog, and that dog being Tucker.
Just feeling love right away was, honestly, it's hard to describe in words. You just feel just so blessed. And then when I found out we had Tucker, was just like, he put me over the edge, man. I love that little guy. I'd love to feed him every day and just playing with him when I can. So he was a blessing, too.
I think it's just so funny that where else would you have a press conference where a player's talking about how excited he is that there's a dog on the team?
I mean, that's how I would be.
He also said he's very excited to play with Logan Gilbert again, and he said this is the reason why.
I'd love to feed him every day and just playing with him when I can.
That's really cool of him. Him and Logan Gilbert have a very special relationship.
So fantastic.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 51 degrees. The DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Did you know that you could put a brand new warm winter coat on a local child in need for only $25? Steve Miggs, Coats for Kids is back for 2025, and we have a goal of $50,000. That will put 2,500 coats on local kids in need. And what's happening in the donation situation?
I got to give a shout out to the Rock Hogs. So far, the generosity has just been amazing. We're only a couple of days in. We're already approaching $2,500 raised by the Rock Hogs, thanks to people like Jerry Ladson, who just donated $60. Kirsten Fellhauer donated $25. Corey Zimmerman donated $25. And a big shout out to Gail Saunders, who donated $120. $25 to Coats for Kids.
So impressive. We just love you guys so much for stepping up this time of year. And you can make a donation to Coats for Kids at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In case you are not aware, on Tuesdays, Steve Miggs and I joined the men's room for their segment called Sit and Spin. And while we were there yesterday...
I love how we go there to talk about music, but we end up having like the most random conversations with those guys whenever we get in there.
We're very easily distracted.
Yes.
So Miggs, you had to ask them about Thanksgiving.
I have to ask you guys.
Okay.
How do you feel...
Oh, God.
...about candied yams?
Ah, I love them. 100%.
Great. Fantastic.
Suck it, Taryn!
Mike?
Well,
I'm in. Love it.
Yeah. Well, how about a third? They have the marshmallows on top.
That's like the worst part.
Yes.
I don't like that?
Guys, her and Danny hate it. We've talked to Seahawks players. We've talked to Walter Jones.
They all love it. One of the highlights of Thanksgiving.
It's a dessert that you can just eat in front of people while eating dinner.
And sometimes that syrup gets in your brown gravy. That's good.
I'm so gross.
I feel so much better about life. Because I'm stuck in a room with two haters. And then everyone else I talk to is like, yeah, man, candy yams are delicious. Like, you guys and a couple of select whack jobs on the text line, too.
The fact that he said the syrup from it goes into the gravy sounds like my worst nightmare.
How? It's all delicious on top of delicious.
Agree to disagree.
To quote the Ted Smith. It's good.
Well, also while we were chatting with them.
I felt so good after yesterday. I went home. I was smiling from ear to ear. I'm like, yes.
Like some big victory over there. We also had a question asked of us while we were there.
Steve, you don't know what's going to trigger. Our own Ted Smith last week lost his mind. We're all wearing sweatshirts without t-shirts underneath them like we normally do.
That's gross.
And
you were just raw dogging a sweatshirt?
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah. Do you have a t-shirt on underneath that?
Darn right I do.
See? She's a grown-up.
So you never wear a sweatshirt without a t-shirt on?
No.
Like, only if it's like an emergency and I have to run outside really quick. Like, been naked.
Take it out trash? Take it to school?
I'm not listening to Biggs. He wears tights.
So, spandex.
No. Yeah, spandex.
Well, listen, man, we're doing hoodie week all week. I'm refusing to wear a shirt under my hoodie because I just don't.
Okay, then what if you get hot? Are you just going to be...
Okay, that's the first thing that everyone
has. Don't understand.
Push up your sleeve.
You don't get hot when you don't put...
Look at the size of my forearms. It ruins the sleeve.
Okay, Popeye. That's you.
Are you washing your hoodies frequently? Because I don't
wear
a
shirt.
I'm with you, too. Yeah. Like,
I wash it like I wash the rest of my clothes. Like, if I'm wearing it and it's touching my beautiful, supple skin as it is right now, it will be washed.
Mike, you're not wearing a jacket. I don't wash it much at all.
You're not
wearing a jacket. Right? I don't even know why it's not washing.
How's it feel?
It feels great.
It does.
It feels like
too,
normal.
Mike?
It feels like normal.
It feels
like
brute.
I'm so uncomfortable by this.
Guys, I already have a wool sweater on underneath this. Like, I don't need another shirt.
That's the point, dog. You're going to be sweating in there. You need a t-shirt.
Ted, less is more.
It's upper torso commando. Yeah. All right, that's
straight,
what we're doing.
Straight cotton to nips.
You know what I mean?
Yes, freedom.
You gotta live, Ted
Absolutely.
Smith.
Absolutely, freedom.
I don't like it.
No, it's gross.
I do love how intense the Ted Smith got about this.
Right, that's the point, dog. You're gonna be sweating in there.
Danny, you sound like you're out on it too.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like one of those if I'm running out of the house or like coming home.
Sure.
Sometimes like my shirt gets so sweaty at the gym, I have to take it off and then just put my hoodie on. Mm. But that's it. Like I've never done that.
Hey, ladies, are you getting sweaty here at the gym like I am?
Yeah.
Watch this.
This is an extra thick sweatshirt. I need to take it off. Yeah, I don't ever wear a hoodie just to go out. Like, if I'm coming to work, I'm not just wearing a hoodie. There's something underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me very... I just feel unsettled even thinking about wearing that.
Okay, along the same lines, though, is it the same with, like, a flannel? Do you ever raw dog a flannel? I guess you never wear flannel, Steve.
I don't raw dog a flannel.
I don't wear a flannel here, but I will wear a flannel outside of the workplace. I just don't like wearing something that's going to keep me super warm here at work.
Yeah, that's
fair. So, a flannel... I go back and forth because I'll wear like a button-up shirt with no shirt underneath it.
Sure.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, take it down a button. Let's see that deep V, boys.
But it's almost.
Would you like to unsnap this button?
It's almost the same kind of thing for me, though. At that point, like you should wear a T-shirt under in case you want to take the flannel off.
Yes, that's called preparedness.
So maybe what? Maybe tomorrow.
Oh God.
Don't.
Just to see?
I don't want to see.
I think it's worth at least, you know, I mean, look, we're making a judgment about sweatshirts without a T-shirt underneath. I think it's only fair that we attempt it.
We're going to end up naked in here by the end of the show.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is our phone number. And we would love to know about something you do that surprises people. Maybe it's wearing a sweatshirt with no T-shirt underneath. Or what is something that everybody else seems to be really into and you just don't get it?
Like candied yams.
Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and tell us what is something you do that surprises people or what's something everyone else seems to be into but you just don't get it. 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take those calls after the Holy Trinity Rush.
I'm going to use this as my example.
What is something you do that surprises people? Or what is something that everybody else seems to be really into and you just don't get it? 206-803-ROCK. Juan, you're on I-5 this morning. What is something you do that surprises people or something everyone else is into that you just don't get?
Country. I don't know why people like country. West or West. Country music.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we all love cowboy hats and boots, right?
Chaps.
I don't mind the life. I like the country life, ranch and all that, but I can't do the music.
What about the country girls? You like the girls in the short shorts?
The buckle bunnies.
Yeah.
That's what we call them.
Is that what they're called?
Buckle bunnies. Yeah, they're the ones that they go to the, you know, the PBRs, to the rodeos and things like that and try to get themselves a cowboy. That's a buckle bunny. See,
it's also a testament to why how bad I think country music is. Because I feel like that country girl look is like, I mean, I grew up, you know, look, I grew up reading Playboy magazines and like those were always the centerfolds. There was a girl on a farm hunched over like a fence and like got like some corn in her mouth. I don't know what the hell's going on. But I used to think that was such a great look. But I can't rock the music to be anywhere around those kind of people.
Now I'm just picturing you dressed up as a cowboy trying to pick up on a buckle bunny.
Well, you saw my cowboy outfit when I was a kid. It's not going to pick up any buckle bunnies.
206-803-ROCK. What is something you do that surprises people or something that everyone else does or is into and you just don't get it?
Some people have texted in with their suggestions at 206-803-ROCK. One person says, I've never had a cup of coffee. What? I don't know how you could get by in life without coffee right now.
That is shocking.
Especially the older I get, the more I love coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, you'll like this one. People are always surprised. I don't like pizza. I swear it's not a joke. I just think it tastes awful.
I mean, that just means you haven't had good pizza before.
I've had people like that in my life.
I think even bad pizza is good pizza.
Yeah, well, fair. But sometimes, like, it's just, if you grew up eating some of, like, the bigger chains, it's one of those, for me, I'm just like, I get it.
Keeping with the pizza theme, my husband thinks it's weird that I eat the pizza crust first.
I don't.
That is weird.
See, I think it's weird that people don't like the pizza crust.
I don't eat
looking
pizza
at
crust.
Both of you.
See, well, here's the thing. I like the crust, but I usually give it a little nibble to my dogs. I like to share it with the pups. Here, you guys want some crust?
See, I don't give good food to my dog.
See, the other thing, on that note, I don't eat the crust really, but I don't understand Taryn because she doesn't like it with ranch. Like, that is the only way you can eat the crust is with the ranch.
I love how, like, we all see eye to eye on some parts of the pizza conversation, but then there are other parts where we just cannot see eye to eye.
Tony from Bremerton, what is something that you're really into that surprises people?
Man, I know Steve Meggs is going to like this one, but I really love wrestling. I love WWE. I love all forms of wrestling. Like, I'm a big martial arts guy, so, like, I love anything that has to do with martial arts, like UFC, boxing, and stuff like that. But WWE and wrestling is like one of my favorites. Like, I love getting into it. I've always been a fan ever since I was a kid.
And it's such a polarizing thing. You either dig it or you absolutely think it's the dumbest thing in the world. And I get why people don't like it, so I never get too worked up about it. But I also love, I grew up on 80s action films. I love a good old-fashioned 80s action film fight. And to me, that's what wrestling is. It's like you just eliminate the plot and get straight to the fighting.
So let's say you have a quick elevator ride with somebody, and this is the maximum amount of time that you have to try to sell them on wrestling. What's your elevator speech for WWE?
Listen, brother, you have an opportunity to see people without shirts oiled up pretend fighting their friends. How could you not like that?
I'm in.
Yeah, see?
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm not going to win over anybody with my elevator pitch when it comes to wrestling.
You might get arrested.
Not if I started with, listen, brother. That gives you clearance to say whatever you want.
If you think that you can beat Steve Miggs, we would love to hear from you this morning. He has 362 wins, 125 losses, and 103 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. If you think that you can beat Miggs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.